Sweet, sweet salon.
Yes.
Now we all yawn. You will be in doubt now for expression. Salon man or woman, rich or poor, young or old. No matter the tribe or religion where you be. Remember say now one salon we get. We for come together and push along before. Problem the way they am but we now we community salon in better one don't left now we are.
Welcome to the BBC Media Action Program Forward. Now yeah, we can bring ordinary people and the one debating our authority for Fenway for push your country salon go before. My own name now Abdusamba Brahman. The rain don't begin for on us alone, where they signal the beginning of the rainy season. Most people go remember say, last year the rain be so serious and so heavy that flooding take place at different side them across the country. From Makeni na the north, to Bo and Kenema na the south and east, as well as Bond district, all been suffer from flooding. But the one we be attract the most attention na the flooding we occur na Freetown, September 16, 2015. So, as rain season they sit on good fasting, we want to know how prepared people be for this year rain.
We open the waterways them, plate BB gutters, the outside the water go pass freely so that people in lives and properties they not go be endangered.
When they not begin for open the gutter there, we self for help back for who they make the gutter there. When they not put dirty there, they not wait nothing there.
We go hear from the experts, but waiting the weather situation go turn like this year.
The rainfall this year will be a little below the one we expect last year. And then Belfam would know because we don't get this sort of late onset, it comes with heavy wind, which itself don't cause destruction. Especially for this month of June, we expect time in the northeasterly direction. Areas where we expect now the Connaught district will be affected for one, as well as the southwestern part.
Well, for bring this program to you, we come on the spot in the Kube community. As we all know, this now one part of the community that will be seriously affected inside the rain last year, September 16, 2015. Usai, we even get people who lost their life in this community, Usau Sidom. But we were there, include people who come for listen and take part in this talk. Okay, me guess them today. From the Freetown City Council, I get the Chairman, Information, Tourism and Culture Committee, na Freetown City Council. In him, na Councillor Emmanuel Saidu Conte. From the Office of National Security, we get the Research Officer, Disaster Management Department, Mr. Nathaniel Kaiba Kamara. From Civil Society, I get the Executive Director for Water Sanitation and Hygiene Network, WASHNET, Musa Antumana Soko. We same also get one big person from this community where in at the section chief for this community as well and called Krube, in name a chief pan mami Kago Kabempa. Alright, so when I continue for day with me, but I'm all know say this program about the rainy season. And therefore need day for more go back and remind yourself about what be happening inside September last year.
Right now, I then at the Colbert community, when I one of the community them where this water business here so affects. And this Colbert community then at the eastern part na Freetown. As I they turn around me, I they see us them where water damage. And right now, plenty people are not even then I so again. I see, some of the dirty block us then they were down for them. And I they see plenty thing they were soak. Now I'm immediately right. I see one on my way able to in the brook.
My name Maria Tumansari. Me like Kemi Salon there so pass good 15 years. Me like for me, it's like war. Because now we know the USA for say, I go take me things there for one. It begin right now, pass will take treatment for right now because you cold.
So you can't before tell me why make when I'm still there?
So inside the way you go for go ask for a place, they ask if you get dollar. Usa will earn rich, Shayo will dey for the moment.
Fambulem are still around this Kolbot community and are the worker place to place. Are they see plenty thing the way they are, the way people that don't brook, where this rain water don't soak. And I even see big pots of people and they cook for sale cookery in this community also. Good afternoon, my waiting are your name?
I'm not to come out. The place and that medicine and go, was them broke.
So how the hygiene business then at this community also?
Well, it's not day, water not day for drink, so they suffer. But we go up, go toilets.
As the worker still they come, I can our other side where the veranda, I see water still full up inside it.
My name is Mohammed.
So you can't before tell me smaller. They see this house water still flop up now this veranda.
So man, you know, I'm clean your own place. So man, if you say government, go can't clean and they for.
Yes, ma. So make I talk to you. What is your name?
Adam Maya. Well, I'm property and they say clean, so my transfer, the clean, so I transfer. And I make a day say it.
What's you the transfer go?
To me, mama.
What do you own place?
What I the come under?
Up till now, what I still the come under?
Yes, what I flop day. I don't get money now. Inside the open money pass now. I have no more current.
See what other young man they try for open one door where even the veranda and a social potter flop day.
They are only counting. They are only counting. Please know they are only directing up most of there. Where can I have? I don't know what's up for there.
Let them place for me. You know, I'm not
sure. Famulem, from this noisy background at the Kolbot community, where at the eastern part inside Freetown, let we join me now at the studio.
Well, plenty thank you indeed to Osea Kome for where it took me back to waiting be happening inside September last year during the rainy season. Now, let me come back to the Kube community from Kolbot and find out a little bit from the panelists them. I want to start with the man we come up from civil society, Musa Nsumana Soko. You know, when we hear the story about what happened so last year, person go begin wonder what can lead to this. Na neglect, na carelessness, a lack of willingness on the part of government to protect the lives and property of people the way they dwell in the disaster-prone area there?
Of course, I go say we not they follow through the very provisions so we don't set as government. So, to a very large extent, government they renege on their responsibilities for ensure say some of them things here what we talk about now, na preventable causes, where we definitely not supposed forget people for die as a result of, you know, government inactions them. I go give you one example. Where we talk about getting people for commoting as slum settlements, them, we see government they talk about a whole lot of times. But waiting at some of the concrete and solid plans them with people foresee as evidence for ensure say they're able to move out of them settlements they are. Mind you, people are here because of reasons. One, you get livelihood implications, you get cultural connotations, and you also get how effective it is for living in communities of this nature. So when once government not provide the kind of leverage where it takes for maybe continue for move common and settlements there, we get foresee solid and tangible evidences for people for move and relocate with happiness. So at least we're able to forget that kind of cohesion where we're able to like get between government and the people.
Okay, now we come to the man we come from Office of National Security, ONS. Una day for ensure that people, lives and property protected during difficult situations like the one we happened last year. Musa say commitment not day on the part of now authority, government, for ensure say one people are in a difficult areas and like they are so, una find good place for the outside and but also for ensure that the law the way they around they work, but una not seem for the able for do that.
Government don't go ahead and first of all map out all of them places they are as disaster prone areas. That at the beginning of the implementation of a policy and inform the one that wait up now then communities they are say, una exposed to X Y Z risk. The risk of epidemic outbreak, the risk of, you know, some other social ills, the risk of flooding, the risk of this, the risk of that. We don't educate people. We don't do community educations. That then are the approach with government. Not forget, say, government, they use the carrot and stick approach. The first thing, first way government, they try to put in place now for ensure, say, people be aware of the risk the way they're exposed to and then take responsibility for the day one and the exposure to the risks the day. Okay. And then once you take responsibility, then you're able to reach a decision and say, you know what, I mean, my life come first. Okay. The life of my people, the way depend on me, come first. And so therefore, let me take action.
Forgive
so
me
now
for
that
jumping.
The government,
just,
they do.
I just want to jump inside quick one. Forgive me for that. But, you know, they say government na kumbra. And kumbra in ultimate responsibility now for make sure say, in picking them protected by every circumstance. For one, people them, educate them, not look down the yield the results we would look up to.
Government not a pull story at all. Government not to an institution with a pull story. Government, they tell you the fact. Now, for in fact, you need to understand very clearly, say, you know, places than they otherwise where we can able